The conference was part of the Greater Federation of Women's Club Incorporated. The organization was founded in 1890 when a female journalist was prevented because of her gender from taking part in a press conference featuring noted author Charles Dickens. The women who are part of the GFWC are working to make changes in the communities by volunteering their time and talents to local causes. Two state legislators from Carter County attended the gathering. Senator Robin Webb and Representative Jill York were part of the Mini Leads panel, along with GFWC past president Helen Evans, Kentucky Supreme Court Clerk Suzanne Stokely, and Leadership Kentucky president Janice Way. Webb says that the Federation has been helping Kentucky communities for years and even remembers her mother being a part of it.
Well, the women's clubs have been around for a long time, and I know when I was young, my mom had a very active role, and Grayson had a club, and they did a lot of civic things, from decorating to the horse shows to scholarship and doing just wherever there's a need in service. So, and they've evolved quite a bit through the years with as the role of, you know, women change. And, you know, they focus on developing leadership.
The Mini Leads panel provided advice to women who wanted to step into leadership roles in their communities. Webb believes that all women are natural-born leaders, noting how they hold leadership roles in their homes and with their families. She says sometimes they just need a little encouragement.
You just want to empower these women to recognize that they're already doing it and to not sell themselves short on their leadership ability, because that, you know, managing a home and a job and a checkbook, you know, all that takes is leadership, and still doing PTA or Little League, that's what it is.
Representative York thinks a little differently, however. She says that a leadership role is genderless, and it's about a willingness to take charge of situations where you can help.
I just see needs. And in that regard, whoever has the best idea and who has the time and hands to help should step up. Leadership is much simpler than a fancy title or being in charge of a group. Leadership can be as simple as see a need, have the ability to help, step up and do so.
Keeping things simple, York says that anyone can be three conversations away from fixing a problem in their community. The first conversation is to address the dilemma. The second is to talk to the person in charge and see what can be or what is currently being done to help the situation. And finally, the last conversation involves initiating a solution. According to York, it's as easy as asking a question.
What anyone, man, woman, child, senior, needs to think about doing is ask the questions and be willing then to help. Bring your good ideas, bring your good energy, and bring them to the issues or the problems that we have, and see how you can turn that around.
Robin Webb has advice for anyone who wants to take on a community leadership role but isn't sure how to get started.
Sit down and make a list of everything you're involved in and what you do, and I think it's very evident then you see what you're doing. And if not, if you're not doing that much but want to do more, get involved, whether it's a school council, site-based council. Go where you're comfortable and go with what you like, whether it's, you know, raising money for abused children or setting up benefits, anything like that. You serve your community in a higher calling.
There is more information about the Greater Federation of Women's Club on their website. Reporting for MSPR, I'm Jordan Simonson.